ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। दो द दिवाली हैज पास्ट बट सीइंग दिस लिविंग दिवाली द लिविंग लाइट्स ऑफ पावर्स रेडिएटिंग लाइट वाइब्रेटिंग लाइट एंड लव सो वुड लाइक टू से greetings of real Diwali, where is Baba always pouring the light of love, pouring the oil of love, of purity, of peace, of truth, of happiness, giving his experience through different relationships, so that the inner joy, love and faith expresses itself when the oil is in the lamp clean and clear, the light is bright. When oil is mixed in this lamp, then light is there, but it is hiding even itself, creating soot, the black powder type thing. So Baba removes that darkness, ignorance, by giving the pure love, experience of love. Experience is based on the relationship with, even with human beings, with matter, with the divine family or Laukic family. Experience means exchange. It is not given by from one side. It is when relationship it becomes stronger and stronger, then reality of the personality of the other person, of each other, is experienced. And so we are experiencing many different ways. Baba himself comes to give his experience. So we don't compare our Laukic experience with alaukic, because Laukic human beings, what experience is there based on their sanskaras of many births, and also many different types of accounts we have created with each other. That's why it is the experience of love or hate, happiness and sorrow, rejection and acceptance. So it fluctuates, this relationship. Today is relationship, tomorrow that faith and love becomes doubt and rejection. Even in human relationship, in family relationship, so it begins with trust, love and faith, but the more they live together, the love and power is decreasing, respect and power decreasing, because some selfishness comes in it. And God's love is selfless. God's personality is benevolent. And this is power of his love then brings practical, not only a happiness, but also it is a natural return in form of offering with heart whatever capacity each individual has. First Baba gives, and then we return in form of gratitude. Thank you, Baba. And that keeps us actually busy, then we continue to do service in different ways. Blessings are received. Madhuban is the place where we see practical. So, first of all, would like to share the news of Madhuban, Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan. All are called Madhuban because they are Baba's children, and Baba's Murli is spoken by Baba himself, is called Madhuban. Or the unlimited family also gathers in Madhuban, which gives us experience. Actually, Murli gives us experience of relationships. Even if we are not aware how Baba is showering upon us his blessings, his love, only we need to open ourselves and we keep our intellect, mind, not covered with the past experience given by human beings of happiness and sorrow fluctuating. Now, Baba's love is constant, and that makes us surrender our mind, body, wealth, specialities, skills, which is also given by the mother Rama, and also our elevated karma and connection with each other. So as the family is increasing, automatically, Baba says, needs are increasing. In Pandav Bhavan, next to Sukhdham, actually it is called Sukhdham, that where a new house is bought. It's a backside now. It's being constructed more rooms, and it is the waves of welcoming, but the place should be there. Always everybody wants to live in Madhuban when going there, but it is always limited. Of course, one house is bought more. Some capacity will increase. But the joy is there, feeling of Baba is creating something more for us. Or Baba is happy to see that children are creating their fortune in different ways. Construction and renovation in Shantivan is also now hall, diamond hall. It's the same, everything is same, but very refreshing and very new, and with full you can see the newness is visible. So the children are increasing, spaces are also increasing. In Gyan Sarovar, though it is not space anymore to build, and is made best use of whatever place is available. So on one side it is a construction of the places, but the other side is more power for making more strong and strong in godly knowledge, in dharana, in practical life. So everyone is busy. But more and atmosphere of this time was celebrations, celebrations after celebrations, one after another. So this is Madhuban, Bharat, centers this joy of expression, this joy of what Baba has received. It is when you go in the atmosphere, even some are tired, but as soon as step in Baba's home, this atmosphere of joy touches the soul. And so it is extraordinary kind of experience, because it's when you are inside the house, it's warm. Outside, if it is cold, we begin to feel, oh, it is cold. It comes from our mouth. In the same way, the experience of belonging, experience of achievement, experience of our own wish to meet the family. So actually everyone is sharing happiness, love that received from Baba. And in India it's a natural, everything is expressed in such a creative way that this time, of course, the Diwali celebration was very simple because the Nirmala Didi had departed her soul just a few days before. And so this lightning in Gyan Sarovar was kept with consideration. Only Baba's room or small other places, small. But still, Diwali is Diwali. Baba's children living lights were spreading their light of this love, gratitude, of also for Nirmala Didi, as well as Diwali makes us understand to remind ourselves, because it is the establishment of the yajna. So it is like Diwali is the birthday celebration of Brahmins, of yajna. So that is always kept. It is not that we don't celebrate if someone leaves the body, but celebrating with consideration that our yajna is so great and it has given us given a new birth, new vision, knowledge that Baba gives. Yajna started from Diwali, and in that way, those who were in Mount Abu, in Karachi, of course, each one's birthday is the same. And many of us, actually also, is Diwali birthday. My own spiritual birth, of course, it is through Brahma Baba's drishti and Brahma Baba's vision of an angel of light, direct birth. But the enthusiasm of service and giving my this physical time, energy, or myself surrendering came from Diwali. And so this is why Diwali is my spiritual awareness of what I have to do. I was new at that time, and Gulzar Dadi used to come to offer bhog, but this was before that actually. Gulzar Dadi used to live in where Brijmohan Bhai's parents were living, and that was a center. She used to come to offer bhog in Rajori Garden. But what my connection with this with Baba more became strong. We had come from a small village to Delhi, and my auntie was in knowledge. So she said that I will take you to this place where Baba comes and bhog is offered. This was before I met Baba, before I actually started myself surrendered. So I went there. I was very new in Gyan at that time. And when I went to see her, her guest had come. And so she says, "Sorry, now I cannot take you. You go, I give you the, you can go yourself." So it was first time for me to go in that area and also actually go by bus myself alone at that place. And what my experience was, that now I got up down and I left the bus station where she had told me in Karol Bagh. I got off the bus. Now where to go? She said that if you go down from the bus, it is just straight and there is a milk depot, and the next to milk depot is Brahma Kumari's center. Bhog is going to be offered there. Now I got down, but I did not know where to go, left, right, of course, straight. But my feeling when crossing the road was just like somebody has holding my hand and I am moving. So I crossed the street, the main road. And then coming, as I'm moving, such a clear confidence feeling that someone is taking me to the right place. And then I looked, the milk depot was visible. I entered, I went in that street, and then I saw definitely the Brahma Kumari's board was there. I went, it was lunchtime, bhog was offered at that time, daytime. And so Gulzar Dadi had already gone in trance, and anyway I sat down and thought, so I would have sent my love and remembrance, but I came late. Gulzar Dadi actually came back and said, Baba has not accepted bhog, because today Baba wants not only offer bhog, but he wants to get the children's answer from their own feelings that when they will offer their themselves to Baba for Baba's service. And so she came back, and slips were given to everyone, including myself. I also got this. And say, Baba has asked, when you will be ready to surrender yourself for godly service? This was the answer. At that time, I was doing my BA, and I thought, okay, I will pass my, I will get the degree, and then I calculated this year will complete and 1 year training, teacher's training. After that I will surrender myself. So I wrote, I will surrender myself in a bit before 1.5 years completed. Baba came back, Gulzar Dadi came back, and she said that today Baba was, there were many garlands of lights. And this big garland of lights was what she saw, that the lights that were down were bright, late, with the bright lights. And on the top there were lights, some less light. Baba changed this, those who are down in the garland, he put them there. And he said, those who have enthusiasm, but but a lot of enthusiasm is there, Baba puts them there to sparkle there. And I took it for myself. Oh, this is a signal that lust can go fast. And certainly I will surrender myself to Baba. And so that was actually this Karol Bagh bhog that Gulzar Dadi came back and then took the message of everyone. Was the real kind of enthusiasm of Diwali that gave the new awareness and new conscious of belonging to Baba. So Baba knows, and so this became in this aspect, the beginning of enthusiasm of service, or giving whatever I can offer to Baba, offering myself, in other words. So Diwali was certainly in different places celebrated, like every day different places celebration, but offering bhog everywhere. But another celebration was birthdays. Muni Ben's birthday and Nirvair Bhai's birthday. That was also, it is just like, as Baba says, when you celebrate your Shivratri's birthday, it is not only birthday, it is the day of celebrating marriage day, it is celebrating the day of achieving your success, it is celebrating Friends Day, so it is celebrating of the transformation day. So there were many, many lights and a lot of decoration. I felt that it is Nibbana Nirvairbhai's birthday, and our is the celebration day of getting with Baba, so connected that everywhere is light and light, and we are becoming the lighthouses and white houses. So it was the joyful feeling for many days, this celebration of a real relationship with Baba. Joyful, doesn't matter what external decoration is, unlimited. So Baba is decorating us with unlimited joy and happiness. I had also been to Hyderabad. This was also, there also celebrations of different Diwali time actually. I was real Diwali day, 11th, 12th and 13th. I was in Hyderabad, celebrated Diwali there, inaugurating the Dharti Puja. There was a built of Baba's room, foundation of Baba's room, and also opening of the centers, different places, retreat center, going to retreat center, and also some a big program of devotion bhakti. This was also invited and contributed some time there. So this time what I want to say, it was celebration. And seeing Baba knows what each one of have to do to give, to support Baba's work or create our own fortune. So it's the time of creating fortune, making our fortune elevated, making ourselves ready what Baba wants from us. So now today Baba is reminding us of bringing how to experience what different experience and maintaining happiness, remaining unshakable in every state. But what is experience actually? As it is experience of joy, experience of happiness, but experiencing God, main thing is experiencing self is okay, because but without experiencing God's relationship, we cannot experience ourselves either. So main focus is to experience my own specialities that Baba has given, the blessings that Baba has given, the fortune that Baba has created. And when we are able to keeping these experiences, meeting of both Baba and the soul, and in different relationships, the best way to know and belong to Baba is the love that He is pouring upon us. How many of us, or how many of you, have not experienced God's love? Everyone has experienced love. But to express seems a little difficult. Why? All of you have experienced. Is anyone who has not experienced? Everyone has experienced, no? Or you are hesitating, not raising your hand? Practical experience is that God speaks to us and makes us see who we are, what we are. It is the experience that He relates our experience to what we are. So He makes us experience by giving every day the mirror, our specialities, our qualities that we have, because He knows our, what is called, He is the fortune teller, fortune maker. So He knows our birth chart. Baba, the gardener, knows what is in the seed, in the soul. He is able to see the future and he is able to make us see what his vision is. So when we begin to experience relationship with Baba, the Murali relationship is created through knowledge, and experience is created through yoga. And the joy is experienced by then exchange, that is, means giving our what capacity, according to our capacity, using that time energy. And also, as the yoga increases, the pot or the intellect also becomes clean, then experience is the virtues, the powers. And that experience you can see, or experience each one can have by having the experience, by hearing the experience of others, is joy. But you cannot show the real experience to others what you are having. It is just like experience is a subtle energy, but it's real. For example, if you are having pain, and if I ask you, please, can you show me pain? Where the pain is? Yes, you say, oh, my hand is, pain is here. Pain is in my leg. I cannot show. Say, it is, I am feeling very cold. Show me where you are feeling cold. I am shivering, but I cannot show you what I am experiencing. So godly love, godly power, godly blessings, godly relationship is experienced when inner transformation takes place. That is proof of transformation. So Baba's experience that he is my teacher, he is knowledgeful, only when I put the knowledge into action. Baba is the Almighty and purifies the soul, then the more I have yoga, the more I have experience of purity of him. The more I have faith in myself and faith in Baba, the virtues automatically begin to express from our life. So this others can experience then through expression, but real experience is through relationship with Baba, the mother, the father. So if I am not having relationship with Brahma Baba, it means I am not having relationship with the father either, because the mother tells who the father is. Though we say Godfather, but without the children becoming mouth-born creation of Brahma, we cannot say that I am born. So I am born through the mother, but I am powered by the father. And then when we begin to feel these qualities of love, of peace, of benevolence, automatically, then Baba blesses us and we are able to then give the indication of experience, not actually. Real experience is myself when I am having relationship, but we can inspire each other by hearing the experiences of others. So mother, father, friend, teacher, beloved, guide, doctor, different types of experiences there. The main is that experience of belonging through in any relationship, when it is belonging to each other and longing finishes, but enthusiasm increases. Longing of meeting does not remain longing, because belonging means from both sides. And then it is, he is sovereign, empowering or watering the seed, then the qualities begin to sprout, then others are able to experience. So when we give what we have received from Baba, we become an instrument to give experience, but it is only direct relationship that gives the real experience of all godly qualities. Om Shanti. I'm sorry.
Om Shanti. First of all, really welcome.
Thanks.
A little belated. Welcome and congratulations. I know you're very detached, and since Didi's been here, she's been saying to us that I'm Baba's puppet, and it doesn't matter. Can you hear me? It doesn't matter what Baba.
Sit down.
So Didi has been saying that I am Baba's puppet, Katpatli. When I was a child, I had a puppet which I loved very much. And so wherever Baba puts you, or whatever responsibility Baba gives you, you will dance to that. And so we know Didi has been made joint administrative head of the Brahma Kumaris. Yes? And this is a wonderful accolade for the UK. Imagine, Jenti Ben, now Sudesh Didi. So we are very fortunate in the UK, and we know that they'll continue to come and go, right? And so Didi, tell us about the experience you've had over the years of being Baba's puppet. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Thank you. Certainly, this experience of giving the responsibility, I understand Baba knows what is in the seed and how it will be. He knows, he's the fortune teller. So he not only fortune teller, but he also shows what the fortune is. But in fact, when this was announced, I was not sure what is happening. Perhaps because I came from Hyderabad the night late, arrived, and next day morning I was reading Murli, just normal. One hint was given to me that your name is mentioned because it was Gyan Sarovar. Question was, so when I reached Madhuban this time in Gyan Sarovar, Nirmala Didi already was in hospital, and from everyone at least, one by one, daytime, many times I would hear, now we won't allow you to go back to Germany, back to London. You stay here. But this was also last time when Corona time, lockdown time, I was there. And certainly as my hobby or my joy is of sharing Baba's knowledge, so I always had every day one class with Sevadharis, or sometime class with residents, or sometime time class with the Nimit instruments there. So I thought it's because of relationship has been created and everyone likes anyway. But and Nirmala Didi will be here, then I will go. So I just every time smiled and I say, Nirmala Didi will come, then I will go. But certainly I will stay until that time. So, but then this, when Nirmala Didi left the body, then many came to say that we feel that you will, and we like that you are looking after this place. Don't say no if you are offered by, don't say no, promise you won't say no. But I have not expected anything because I know Baba has his own plan. And so when I came from Hyderabad, then I was given a signal, your name is mentioned, and I thought it is for the cancer over. But it was already mentioned that other sister is coming. And I was totally detached from that. I never expected that, because thinking that anyway, service in abroad is also so much, and so many sustenance is needed. So being there, settled here, no thought, not even a single thought of that. I will live, I will give extra time at the time of the foreigners, or maybe some time for the bhattis that taking place, but not question up with responsibility. So when I was reading the Murli, Murli finished, and then I saw Santosh Didi coming on the stage. So I wanted to vacate the seat. So brothers on the stage, the one who is in charge of the stage, he says, no, you keep seated here. Santosh Didi can sit here. So she came, and then this sister Sharda started announcing. But I still thought, because of hearing on the left ear, I don't hear. So I thought she's announcing Munni Ben's celebrations. Well, because many days it was celebration of birthday. So Miss birthday in one, many, many birthdays, happiness was there of that type. And so I thought this program for Munni Ben is speaking. And then she mentioned my name. I didn't understand why she is mentioning my name. Then, till that, I was not aware because did not hear clearly. Then Santosh Didi gave me the shawl, sitting, in a, and I was still sitting. And I asked her, why are you giving me the shawl? Why are you giving? And she says, she embraced me and she says, now you are the joint chief of Brahma Kumaris and you joined us, because she is the joint chief of Brahma Kumaris. But still, it did not, I mean, such a, how can I be like this? Did not have any means. Though signal was there, but it was, I thought, only for Gyan Sarovar was there. So, and I understand as Baba, only one, again and again, it my came in my mind, this powerful mantra, I am puppet in God's hand. He has the strings, and he makes me dance here or there, wherever it is. The drama mother creates the stage, and Baba holds the strings of this puppet. So if in drama, this play I have to play. But, of course, honestly, what it is, a vision, good feeling of seniors of the management committee, as well as Brahmins. Their, I think, blessings will make me fulfill the responsibility, because I know only one thing. I am not trained or skilled in what you call officially administration, organization, make all these official things. I only know one thing. I am Baba's child, and I have taken spiritual birth and taken spiritual sustenance from Didiji, from Mama, from Baba, from Dadiji's, from other seniors. And it is just like child learns the method. And at that time, there was not that kind of official training of organization. So my focus is spiritual sustenance. And so whether this task, how it will be done, I do not know. I know it's a blessings and cooperation of everyone and good wishes of everyone. It will be done what Baba wants me to do. And Baba is the gardener who knows the which fruit this seed has. And I still see myself, this seed, growing with the water of love and good wishes from all of you and the power of the sunshine of Baba, the benevolent being. I know that it is his power and his love and vision of the family or trust of the unlimited family will make enable me to do this task of fulfilling the responsibility. But officially all these skills and specialties and computer, I'm still 40 years behind in this aspect. Still cannot run this. So I do not know how it will. I know he will do it. How he'll do it, as time reveals, then I will know. So this is why for me, I am still the same what I am and why I, what I was. It's only extra crown has been given, and he will keep the what is called honor of this crown, which all of you as all of you are support, strength, inspiration, and trust of everyone. Om Shanti.